What went into the decision to come here to Pittsburgh? What made you feel comfortable signing?
Well, I think it's just a wonderful situation. You know, you got a good running back, good coaching staff, good offensive scheme, and, you know, good special teams. So I think it's a good place for me.
Your kickoff returns, was that a big thing they went over when you were talking to them here? And what can you bring to the table in kickoff returns?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've done well in the past with kickoff return, and I feel like I can come here and help the Steelers out. So, you know, that's going to be a big role for me.
I know 2 years you were their number one Kansas City. Last year or so, that didn't happen. What happened there that you didn't have as many returns?
Yeah, we had Tyreek Hill came, did a good job for the Chiefs. You know, took some of my returns away, as well as D'Anthony Thomas. I think we was a great core, great group, and I think we did well. But my time there has expired.
Did you talk to them too about, you know, complimenting Le'Veon in the back? They think they'll use you in that kind of role as well.
Oh yeah, you know, definitely complimenting him. You know, learning the system and the plays, and you know, just being prepared for. Whatever happens, whatever comes my way, and yeah.
Bounced around last year. Was that a crazy year? Where you went, Green Bay, Kansas City, but I can't do. Were you at the Jets too?
I got claimed by the Jets. I didn't actually go. You know, it was a little shuffling around last year for my last year on my deal, and then, you know, it just shows you how the NFL is. You know, it's a business. You know, nothing personal, and you know, you just got to find a way to get through it, and I did.
Did you have any familiarities with the staff here? Do you know anybody, you know, reason you came in? Or?
Well, you know, I've seen them on film. You know, I kind of have a good feel of what they do as an offense. You know, but I just felt like it's with Mike T and what he's doing around here and, you know, how the success that they've had and, you know, they're looking good and I think I can help out.
What do you like about Le'Veon? Are you following him?
Oh, yeah.
What does he bring to you? Like,
I mean, I know Le'Veon, great guy, awesome football player. You know, I think he's done a lot of good for the league. You know, I think he's changed the way the position has been played, you know, with his footwork and his patience. There's a lot that I can learn from him. There's a lot that I have learned from him just by watching him. And, you know, I think he's one of the best backs in the league. It'll be good opportunity for me to get a chance to play with him.
He was hurt a couple of years. You filled in for Jamal a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Was that a selling point here that I can take the load here if that needed to happen?
No doubt. You know, I feel like they're confident that I can. You know, I have had to fill in before. I've had, you know, 100-yard games in this league. You know, I've done well in this league, and you know, and I'm prepared for wherever comes in the future.
Then why Pittsburgh?
You said why Pittsburgh?
Why'd you want to come here?
Like I said, I mean, I feel like it's a good situation. A winning team. It's good to be a part of a winning team and a good tradition, man. Mm-hmm.
You said you've learned from Le'Veon. What have you learned from him? Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I've learned from Le'Veon. I learned from a lot of different running backs. That's what I do. You know, as a running back, you watch a lot of different running backs over the league. And, you know, I think he, specifically Le'Veon, he's unique. You know, he's different with his patience. And, you know, his attention to details, you can tell that, you know, he watches film, he knows where the hole is going to be in his preparation. So much respect to him, and it's going to be fun working with him.